This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for August 2022. August sets events in motion that will keep going and going and going. They begin with an explosion and receive one follow-up shove after another all month long. The action is exciting, bumpy, and at times challenging. It's unlikely to send us into isolation or leave us collapsed in a fetal position, though. We've been sensing and even waiting for much of it. It'll have us talking and analyzing and talking some more, a lot more, eventually finding ways to have some fun with it. The send-off is the planet of action, Mars, meeting the cosmic quick agent Uranus, and the gateway to the future, aka the North Node, at 18 degrees Taurus on August 1st. This is a formula for not just radically disrupting finances, resources, and creativity, but also for implementing radically different ways of handling them. Innovation is possible. Liberation is probable. It may take a while to grasp the extent of either. Uranus hangs out at this degree for the rest of the month, into mid-October, actually. Stations retrograde here August 24th and returns to 18 Taurus in April 2023. Some of the triple conjunction's impact will be to shake things up and pave the way to later practicalities that fall into place on a timetable of some other forces making. You can unlock a longer discussion of this triple conjunction at my Patreon. We're each feeling shockwaves throughout the month as various bodies contact Mars and Uranus. Personal shakeups hit when the Sun squares Uranus August 11th, the day before the full moon in Aquarius, which is the sign the change agent rules. Momentous power moves and surgical strikes arrive when Mars trines Pluto August 14th, with Mercury's trine to Uranus that same day, opening our minds to novel perspectives and understanding the bigger potentials. 2 weeks later, relationships move into the strike zone, August 26th, when a square from Venus to Uranus zaps fresh air into desires, connections, and creativity. The impact carries into the next day's Virgo new moon. It may have us analyzing emotional needs, but a Sun square Mars will move us from merely thinking to forcing many a hand. As if the Mars-Uranus dance weren't destabilizing enough, the most frequent aspect of the month is the inconjunct, requiring adjustments in how we communicate, what we believe, and how much we're willing to show of ourselves. No lazy, hazy dog days of summer this year, or hazy shade of winter. We aren't sitting by any of this idly or quietly. Communication cycles through three distinct modes. It's exuberant, warm, and expressive, with Mercury in Leo until August 4th. Expect lively broadcasting and dramatizing of whatever surprises the triple conjunction unleashes. The conversation turns practical, analytical, and critical August 4th through 25th when Mercury visits his Earth home sign of Virgo. Betterment and boundaries are on our minds and all over the information flow. No matter what jolts are rocking our worlds, Mercury in Virgo inclines us to think and talk about them rather than simply accept and swallow whatever we're being told, as well as to think and talk about what we're going to do with or about them. His trine to Pluto, August 21st, enables cutting to the heart of matters and retooling our thinking to reflect what we find. What we determine goes briefly on the back burner, however. The intellectual mode takes on prettier words and awareness of other people starting August 25th, when Mercury moves into Libra, the realm of relationships, poetry, and making nice. Just a few days into treating texts like greeting cards, communication and decisions of the previous 3 weeks come off that back burner and inform the Virgo new moon, providing rational minds as Mars and Uranus are raining changes down on relationships and desires. Meanwhile, the skies have other encouragement to interact and speak out. The first is Venus entering glam mode, August 11th. The goddess of love and money shines in Leo, inspiring dressing up, gold, glitz, showing off, enjoying the resulting attention, and being generous as well. She's calling a dance that thrives on an audience, which means no isolating, and instead going out in public, preferably coiffed and groomed, even if a part of you would rather collapse on the floor in a heap. Oddly, the mere act of primping undercuts any depressive impulses. These tendencies peak when she trines Jupiter, the other advocate of indulgence, on August 18th. The other incentive arrives August 20th when Mars leaves ponderous earthbound Taurus for freewheeling Gemini. His shift injects forcefulness into thinking and messaging. He impels talking rather than doing for a change and speeds up action that does occur, possibly with fast-talking narration. With Mars and Mercury in mutable signs and Mars under Mercury's direction, the atmosphere may whip up into whirlwinds. Juggling and multitasking are the way to get through them. Flexibility is key. Whatever you expect, think again. Whatever you think is happening, even in the moment, think again. August is a falling line of dominoes. Once they start to tumble, your mortal hand cannot stop them. And probably your mortal eyes can't make out what's on the tiles up ahead. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there, which you could do for as little as $1 a month. I'm on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.